Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here, and we are at the Crimson Cup Coffee Shop in Columbus, Ohio, just having some coffee. For once, I actually got a cold coffee because it is way too hot today to be doing any kind of hot coffee. So I got the Crimson Cup Mocha, which is a white chocolate blended mocha thingy.
It's good,
too. It's good. And Gina got a French vanilla blended latte, and it's good. So, I really do like this place. Really, really does good coffee and nice people. That's always a huge thing that I look for is, you know, the staff. And the staff here is awesome. So, like, yeah, and stuff like that. That is a blender. And there goes the blender's off. They also have some nice coffee-related products for home brewing. They have a pot where you can boil coffee if you just want to boil water for like hot chocolate or some kind of mix, or if you want to make your coffee via the French press, which is yeah, and they sell the French press here. What the French press is basically you put it's basically like a jar jug type thing, and the lid on it has an actual press. You fill it with you grind up your coffee beans, and you grind them a little bit thicker than you would like if you were putting them in a conventional coffee maker. And then you put them in there and you fill it with boiling water, and you fill it with boiling water, let it steep for a few minutes, and then you press down the press ever so gently.
Really?
So that you don't get coffee granules in your coffee. And you push it down gently, 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 gently. Press. French press. Get it? So you push it down gently until all the grounds are at the bottom, and then you pour your coffee into your cup. That actually is I've had French press coffee. It's very, very good. But to order it at a coffee shop is a little bit pricey. But hell, why? Sometimes you just got to indulge and treat yourself. Sometimes. Well, so far we've had our wings, and they were delicious. And we had I think the guy's name is Christian, but he's a very, very fun and very nice guy, and he always makes us laugh and lets us order 4 sauces on the order.
And he says we're his favorite table. Because I think he calls everybody table, just it's the Christian thing to do.
Yeah. And so we had buffalo dry rub, desert heat, spicy garlic, and honey barbecue, which are all my favorites. So enough about lunch. We then went to one of my favorite places in Columbus, Ohio, which is Magnolia Thunder Pussy. I found a Goat Horror album on vinyl. That is very, very cool. And I also found an old Marduk album that was re-released on CD. So I picked it up. And we also found, they also now have a hanger of keychains. And so we each got a keychain. She got a Deicide keychain, and I got a keychain, which is the album cover of Blazing the Northern Sky by Dark Throne, which is a black metal band, and I have that album on vinyl. It's for, you know, if you like old school black metal, you should have it in your collection. And even if you're not really big on old school black metal, you should have it in your collection because it's an excellent album. And it's a testament to what you can do in your basement with a 4-track and a brain. So, good stuff. Now, anyway, we're having our coffee. We're probably just going to go over to Zooey's for a little while and visit her father after we're done here, and then relax the rest of the night. We went to Eldo's last night, so we got that out of our system and had a lot of fun. And then tomorrow, we are having Din Din with my mommy. Oh my god, when did I turn into a 6-year-old? I actually said Din Din with our mommy. Well, anyway, we are having a dinner. Okay, brain fart. Let's see, Cece. We are having a dinner get together with my mother and her companion, and we are going to eat of Italian cuisine, and it's going to be very elegant, and we are going to dab the corners of our mouths with linen napkins, and we will choose a fine wine to go with our dishes.
Really?
You see. I don't know. Anywho. So yeah, that's pretty much what's on our plate for the rest of the weekend. Other than that, not really sure what's going on, other than I get to go back to work and back to the incinerator on Saturday. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, there's an incineration expert in the plant all next week training all the operators on the incinerator, because the incinerator hasn't actually run in like 3 years. So we all have to be retrained. And we don't necessarily have to be certified to run an incinerator, but now they're offering incinerator certification that is going to be open to all of us. It's basically training, classroom, and then a test we take, and then we'll get certified. So I think I probably will do that to make, you know, just in case. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's about all I got, so I'm going to go ahead and end this boo with a little piece of advice. And that piece of advice is about the old saying, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And it applies to a great many things in life, relationships, money, jobs, cars, I already said relationships, but that's the big one, especially in the 21st century, where if you're in a loving relationship with somebody, but like you see somebody who has more money or somebody who's physically more attractive than the person you're with, or basically just has that one little thing your mate has. Basically, that's where this saying comes into play, which is the grass is always greener. What I've always found in life, especially working for the Recreation Parks Department, where landscaping was part of my job, is that yes, the grass may sometimes be greener on the other side of the fence, but eventually it will wither and turn to shit. What you gotta do is tend your own garden and make, because you can make your own grass greener with fertilizers and with hard work, tender loving care, a good lawnmower, a good fertilizer, good pesticide. You want them to be all natural, though, and you can go that route. So go to your local green hardware store, green shop, whatever you got in your but don't worry about the grass on anybody else's lawn, both figuratively and literally. Tend your own garden and tend your own lawn. Because yeah, maybe your grass is a certain shade of green, but you can always build it up and make it healthier. Grass is very resilient. That's free advice from Bob and the Black Boots, and pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.